Good work, Shkoyu, for coming. Just a recap of what we covered last week. Basically, last week we discussed two sifim on Hilchos Mum. The groundwork for Mum, I'll repeat it. If someone finds a Mum in an item, he has the right to go back to the Moichah even after numerous years, as long as he goes back once he finds the Mum and he can claim a Mekach Tois. If subsequent to him seeing the mum, he uses a mum, so then it's Ishtamchis blives a machila, and he can no longer claim that kaktais. And in Siftala we discussed that his remedy to recourse back to the seller is only to either take it or leave it. He can give back the item, but he has no right to renegotiate a price with the seller and say, well, if the mum defected so much and so much, let's give me it back, a discount or whatever it is. He has no right. It's either take it or leave it. The following two sifim, we're going to discuss Mit Hashem, deals with levels and degrees of mum, what constitutes a mum, and different remedies for a mum. Let's start with Sif Hei, Simon Reish Lama Bey, Sif Hei. Ruvain Shemacha Leshimin Batim Sheyesh Le Bir Acheres. Ruvain sold to Shimin houses that he had in another ear. The Kaidim Gemara Mekach, and before they went to closing, Nichnasu Akim Bebatim Vekukaluk Tzatz Mekoymis. Goyim vandalized the house. They ruined a number of places in the house. Vishnu Aksolim, they smoked up the walls. Vakru Dalsas Habayis Vakalonis, they removed the doors and the windows. In other words, the house is no longer the house that they contracted a few months ago. And it's clearly a defect. And now Shimon the buyer would like to back out. And Reuven counters. Shakivin shahu mum oiver. Since it's a mum oiver, it's a temporary mum, it's fixable. Yenakaloi min adomim. He's willing to deduct from the sale price kedei sheyakse habayis lekat musoi, the amount that it is required to return the bayis to the original specification. Yekayim ha-mekach, and with that, the Mekach should be Mekuyim. Hadinim Ruvain, the seller wins. We mentioned before that you cannot renegotiate a price. This is a whole different lumnus. Basically, what's going on over here is that Shimon found a mum which constitutes, which is enough grounds for a bitul Mekach. However, Ruvain, the seller, is trying to block the buyer's claim. He's trying to block the buyer's claim for bitul Mekach. What is Shimon Taina? That there is a mum mechveis, the doors are missing, the windows are missing. So Reuven says, I can stop that problem by fixing it, and now we'll get back to the house the way it was supposed to be. And the halacha, the Mechaba Paskin, is like Reuven. Now this is a familiar concept which we had before, similar to Sif Aleph, that there's a svara of the Ramban, of Efshar Lahashlim, where when you sold 100 items and you only got 90, you were shortchanged, where the person claims, I want a Mekach Tois, there too, it's in Ramban's opinion that he could block the buyer's claim and fill up the order. So too here, he could block the buyer's claim of a Mekach Tois, it's no longer grounds for Mekach Tois, because he's willing to fix it.
How long does he have to fix it?
Okay, we're gonna discuss. I think that we're going to use what we did last time. I'll give time, Metz Hashem, for questions, either in the middle or at the end of each sif. I think it will go much better for everybody. But I'll get to that question soon. Now, there are three types. The Machabe just suggested one. We're going to see the other two in the Ramah, but I would like to categorize it now. There are three types of mum oiver. There are three types of temporary mumin. The first is what the Machabe gave, and that's really the middle case, where there's something wrong with the product that I purchased, but you could fix it and bring it back to the specifications, to the item that I intended to purchase. The second type is with nothing really wrong in the item that I purchased. It's something extraneous on top of the item. And again, too, the Moich is claiming I would like to remove that outer problem, and now you have the item itself. That is a little better because there's actually nothing wrong with the Guf HaDova, which we're going to get to as an example that Ramah is going to give. And finally, you have the other extreme where the Mum is in the Guf HaBayis, but it's so bad that it no longer, whatever this means, but it no longer resembles the bias. It no longer is the bias that I purchased. And we're going to see what the remorse is. But again, there are three cases. Well, let's start from the extremes. There's the extreme that there's really nothing wrong with the Guf HaDova, just something extraneous. Then there's this middle case of the machaber where something is wrong but it's fixable. And then there's a third case where there's something wrong but it's so bad that it no longer resembles the item, and maybe there you cannot even claim to fix it. And so far the machaber picked this middle case, and the machaber says over there, Hadinim Ruvein. And it's meduyik in the machaber that Ruvein the seller does not have to actually fix it himself. All he has to do is yenakaloy min hadomim, he just has to deduct from the sale price, kadei sheyakza abayis lakad musay. Obviously the buyer apparently didn't pay for it yet, and you're just going to give him a discount. If he did pay him, he'll have to return the money. But either way, basically all he's doing is giving him enough money that the lokech now could fix and bring the house back to where it was supposed to have been. And the Ramah explains the machaber. Why is this the case? Why could the seller block a bitul mekach? Hagosh sharei bayis mocholoi v'adayin nikra bayis. Because he contracted to sell a house, v'adayin nikra bayis, and even in this sad state, even in this wrecked state, it's still considered a house. And therefore, when he does fix it up, we never saw it. We never saw anything different. Let's say that means the final product and the product that he purchased is the exact same thing. So we see just this device the whole time. It's not considered a new mechir. It's not considered a davar shelo b'loilav. This is the house that he intended to buy. Now the Ramah goes to the second case. V'chein mum she'enu b'guf habayis, a mum which is not actually in the guf habayis, kegoyt. Sheyesh la'ache derech olav. Someone has the right of way onto the property. Oy ames hamayim oy veresham, or there's a stream running over the property which is in the way and wasn't intended to be there. There too, it's actually a kosher cane, there too, mesalak hamum v'mekakayim. There too, the seller has the right to fix the mum, and the mekak will be kayim. And this is what I was talking about before, it's extraneous. Really, once the seller removes the stream, or once the seller buys back the right-of-way that this third party had, the house and the property, whatever was intended to be, is the exact item that they purchased, is the exact item that they contracted on. Once you remove all the problems. Now, the third case is, Aval, im hamum b'guf habayis, if the mum is in the guf of the house, kugoyin, she'omaloi she'yech loi koyiso sholim, that he was told that it was going to be a koyiso sholem, v'nim tzerua, and was found to be defective. Enu yocholuf nois lekoyiso sholem. He cannot, here, the buyer is correct, and here the seller cannot say, I would like to build the wall, v'chol ko yeitze b'zeh. Let's give an example. Let's say I purchased a ranch, and the intention was that I'm going to put a second story on the ranch. And it's obvious that in order to do that, the walls of the first story have to be strong enough to hold the second story. And we understood, and that's how we contracted, that this house, the walls are strong enough to hold the second story. And it was nimsa later on that it wasn't. And now I would like to claim mekach toyes for a ranch I can't live in. I need two stories. I need a colonial. And the seller says, no, I'm willing to rebuild certain walls that will be structurally strong to hold the second floor, and the halacha is that the lokeach is right, he can claim a mekach tois. And seemingly the reason is because here, since it was something structurally wrong with the wall, this is no longer considered a bias, whatever that means, and here you cannot claim to fix the problem. Contrast to the first case of the machaber, where there was windows missing, or smoked up walls, the doors missing, where the seller could opt to fix the house, here the seller has no right to do that. Now, what is the difference between the cases? What's considered a mum oiver where we can claim bayis macholoi v'adayin nikra bayis? This is really the ingredient that we have to figure out. What is considered the same house or the same item even after it's fixed? And what's considered something new, which the Rishonim call panim chadoshes bo elokan, something new that wasn't there all along, and therefore the seller cannot opt to fix it, which is really the last case of the Ramah, where somehow after you fix this wall, it's panim chadoshes bo elokan, it's something new, this was not what the purchase was done. Basically, what comes out of the Achronim, but it's not muskim amongst the Achronim, but basically there are two things which will prevent the seller from fixing. If it's damaged to the extent that it's not oimid to be fixed, that is considered, if you do go ahead and try to fix it, that's considered panim chadoshes b'lokan. That's considered a new house. If obviously I purchase a house, and instead of a house, there is a warehouse there, something, well, that could be shneimina, but I'm just giving the extreme. And now you want to say, well, I'll custom build you a house to your likings. That That's a davar shel loy v'olam. That wasn't the house I purchased. It's not aimed to be fixed like that. The case of the machaber where there were windows missing, doors missing. If you buy a house, or if you had a house and the house was vandalized and the doors missing, you will fix the doors and you'll bring it back to the way you had it. So it is aimed to be fixed. Then that's considered a dayanik rabbis. However, if it's not, if it's damaged to the extent that it's not aimed to be fixed, that's not considered a bias. Now, there's another nekuda, and that is really the last case of the Ramah, is by the case of the wall, that it wasn't structurally suitable to build a second story, there, what am I going to do? There, even if you're going to tell me that it's aimed lakach, let's say, but let's say, even there, if you're going to tell me it's aimed lakach, still, It will be grounds for a mekach tois, and the seller has no right to fix it. And the reason is because you always have to look to the item that I actually purchased, and then see the final product of where it has to be. And in this case, I purchased an item which has weak walls. The only way, let's say, to get it to be strong walls, I'll have to remove the weak walls and start again. Let's say that would be the case. Or something like that, I'll have to remove the walls and build up new walls. So there, in that case, in the interim, in that process, once the walls are removed, to get to that final objective, once the walls are removed in the middle, that is no longer considered a house. You can't have a house without walls. And therefore, even though the final product is as a house, that is no longer the house that I contracted, or better yet, that's no longer the house that I actually purchased. Let me give you an example. They tushel a case in Shabbos about Tumah V'Tayra. You could have a shoe which has two laps on the shoe, and let's say one is torn. The shoe was tummy and one is torn. So if it's fixable, so they want to say that it's still tummy. The shoe, there's halacha that if the kli loses its shame kli, it becomes torn. So if you could fix it, it's still tummy. Now, what happens if you fixed the right side of the shoe, and now the left side of the shoe becomes damaged? So normally you would say, well, if you could fix it, it could still become tamei. It's just still remain in its tamei state. The other Gemara says, no, that since the shoe, then when it became tamei initially, had two normal flaps, and when the shoe loses two flaps, that's clearly not a shoe, and that's tahar. So even though in the middle of the process, you had one, you fixed it, and then you went to the other, no longer is it tamei, it's tahar now, because throughout, from what came from the beginning to where it's now, it's Panam Kadosh's Bolokan. And on that halach is where the Rimagash, this is coming from Rimagash and the Tshuva Zaraj, there's where they came out with this idea that Panam Kadosh's Bolokan is something new and is no longer the original item. Here too, if you have a wall, when you purchase it, it had a wall there, a house, and you had a weak wall there, and I removed that wall to be able to build a new structurally strong wall, at that point, in the middle of the process, it became ice house, and therefore, you cannot use the concept of Harei Bayis Mokhul of Adayim Nikra Bayis, and therefore, that would be constitute Kapanu Kadosh Polokan, and the seller has no right to fix that. Let me stop here for questions, because there's a concept probably people are going to have with. I think you...
Just two questions. What's the Bibir Ateris?
You just happened to be Maisa Chari Kakoya, but let's say you and I, you once saw my house in New York. We now live in Lakewood, and we contracted to purchase the house in New York. And by the time we got to New York, we saw that it was vandalized. It could be the same thing. I had a Din Torah about a half a year ago. The house was in Flatbush, which was an interesting case. But in a nutshell, the seller, for some reason, believed that the buyer was going to just tear down the house and build up... what were they trying to build up? I think they're trying to build up some type of a nursing home of some sort, a living old age home. And therefore, the seller told his next door neighbor, who has a handyman, he told him that he has the right to take whatever he wants. And the guy did. He took out, we had pictures, he pulled out pipes from all the walls, plumbing pipes. And they came to a Din Torah. And that was a problem because it was vandalized between the contract and the closing. The buyer then claimed that he wasn't intending to build the old age home, yet he was going to do it if he gets all his permits. It might take 2-3 years. And in the meantime, he wanted to rent it out. So now he got messed up. That was the Din Torah. But basically, it doesn't have to be in another city. It could be anywhere if it got ruined in between. That means from the intended purpose, the intended house between the contract and the closing, right, then there would be a mekach tois.
In the case of the Macham, according to what you're saying, that the reason why it's not a bias, if you have a koisru and I want to just put Post to make it stronger, that's not
going to,
it's not
much
like that from the Gemara. It's like,
if you can
build up the Kaisa Ruah, not to have to take the Kaisa Ruah down and then there's no house. It just says,
well, there has to be, he's coming from, you look inside the Truvas, he's coming from Truvas, that's how they did it. They used to rip down the wall, and that's, right, in fact, correct. If you'll be able to somehow just engineerly just put another beam of some sort, another pole of some sort, and you won't have to wreck the wall,
then
in a Hanami Lechari, that would be still a Bais Machal of Adai Nekar Bais.
Who defines whether it's whether Nekar should be carrying or not? Is that the Machal or the Lechari?
Okay, that's a good question. Similar to like we had in Sif Aleph, if the way it works is that the Machal is blocking the Lechari's Taina. So therefore, if the Lekeach claims the Mekach Toys, the Mekach has the option to block the Taina. If the Mekach would rather let him claim the Mekach Toys and take the house back, that's fine. It's up to the Mekach to decide what he wants to do.
Now, let's assume that the Lekeach went and got a contractor and said, I want to keep the Mekach. I want to keep the deal. I got a contract that's a $10,000 job. The Mekach then says, I can do it for three. I'm a handyman. Is it up to the Mekach or can the Lekeach then say, it's, I want to do it my way?
I believe it would be up to the Meichan. I mean, if the Meichan, after he fixes it his way, is still not up to par, up to suit what they contracted on, then the Lekech will still have a right to claim Nekach Tois. But it's the Meichan's koyak, right, to block this tine. In fact, if you look in...
The Lashon Mechaber is Kimisho Molaiver, Yalakim Nakalim in Adam. So who decides on what Dom he's Menachem?
Okay, so now let's look in the Lashon Ramah. In the Lashon Ramah, the areas we're going to get to this problem. The Ramah says, Sheesh Laka Derech Aloy V'Oyam Esamayim Averes Shom, and the Ramah says, Mesalak Hemum V'Mekakayim. The Mecha removes the Ramum, and the Mecha Kaskayim. We there implies that the Mecha is actually removing the Mum, which is going to be a problem. Anyway, which we're going to get to shortly.
Which would mean that the Mechaber is mashma that that's up to the Lekeach, not the
Mechaber. I know, up to the Lekeach, but at least the Mechaber has the right to just give the money back. The Mechaber doesn't want, unless the Mechaber said, look, for $10,000, I'm not willing to make this deal work. If you want, I'm willing to fix the house and try to make it work. And if I do fix the house in a timely fashion, which we're going to get to, and it's suitable, then it's going to work. If the Mechaber obviously does a cheap job, a shoddy job, then of course it's going to still be a Mechaber toys. Well, that's basically what he raised as well. No, the Lekeach cannot force the Mekach to fix it. There is a tshuva which is mashma that he can, but there's a raya from the Rishonim, not like that, the Ranim Psachim's Mavur, that it's up to the Mekach to decide whether he wants to fix it or not.
You can just give him the discount.
He could not even fix it at all. He could say, I'm not willing to fix it and take back the Chayfetz. Means the Lekeach can force. People have this notion that I can go back to the Mecha and say, look, this is the problem, fix it for me and I can force you to fix it. That's not true. The Mecha has the upper hand and the Mecha could decide if he'd like to fix it or not.
1 second, that means that the Mecha can say, I'll just give you a discount and that's it.
Not a discount. Give
you money. No. I'll take back the item and I'll return all the money.
But if he wants to block the Mekach Toys,
then according to the Mechaber, all he does is he gives enough money to the Lekeach that it's capable of fixing it.
My question, it's enough for him to just give money off to block the Mekach Toys, he doesn't have to physically fix it.
Well, that's what the Mechaber says. We're going to get to this problem in a second, but yes.
All the Tirchas on the Lekeach, what about the Tirchas? It's going to take him time, he's going to have
a contract. Seemingly from the Mechaber, that's the Halacha, yes. But the Tircha, if I say that's not enough of a grounds of a problem, and the Tircha would be on the Lekeach, seemingly from the Mechaber.
First of all, the Mechaber himself in the first case brought down a case where Upru Dalsay Sabayas. So isn't Upru Dalsay Sabayas also where, like you said before, a case when a wall is missing? I mean, you can't live in a house without a wall.
No, that's what...
You can't live in a house without doors either.
Correct. That's...
If you have felt such a case, all you have to do is just kind of close up the walls.
Correct. Correct. No, that's for sure that it's not livable. The conditions without houses, without windows and doors, the house is not livable. However, it's still something which is aimed to be fixed. And since it's aimed, 1 second. No, but the difference is that in the case of the Ramah, if you'll have, let's try to give a case. Here comes a. Let's say you'll have a case where there's just a breaking. I know someone brought a car. Let's say we had on 6th Street, a car rammed into an apartment building, and they made a hole in the wall. Okay, so there, if it was aimed to be fixed, which it is, and it was, and they did it, then in a chaname, that would be fine. And that would be, the Meichu could say, I'm going to fix it, and there's no longer a problem of a mum. That's fine. What I was trying to bring out a point was that in the Ramos case, it wasn't that it was lacking the wall. There was a wall there. And I had to remove that wall and build a different wall. So now when you look at the final product versus the product that I actually purchased, that I actually made the kinyan on, I see two different products. The final product doesn't resemble that product that I actually bought. It does, because calls man that it's aimed. Of course it's a new door. Something's new. It's new windows, new doors. But as long as it's aimed to be fixed, that is considered a bias, vadayinuk bias. What gives it a shame bias? If you want to know if this house is still a house when the doors are missing, you ask somebody, is this a house that people would fix to make it into a house? And if it is, then you have the Ramos thing, hare bias, mochaloi, vadayinuk bias. It's still considered a bias even without the windows and without the doors. So now when you're going to build and put in, install the doors, that's not considered a new house. It's considered the same house. It resembles enough the house that I actually bought. So therefore, the meicher will win. However, if I have a house which has one type of wall and you're going to replace it with a different type of wall, the two houses don't look alike.
I think what he means to say is that there's a difference if there's a barren wall or not barren wall. If there's a barren wall, you take it out of then you don't have the same. Then you don't have that house anymore. You know, you don't have that. No, you could fix it. No, I'm saying there's a difference in the materials of buying it. But if it's a wall like this, you can move it.
You're bringing the case from Tumen Tara, Well, the other part is that from the time that you started to the time that you ended, there's a definite change over you. It's not the same chetz of a bar.
Correct.
The beginning it was a shoe, and the end it's no longer
a shoe. But because in the process you had to change two flaps, then the end shoe no longer resembles
a... This house that in the beginning had a door, and then the doors were nekar.
No, I didn't. You see, that's the nekuda. The nekuda is that at the beginning it didn't have a door, because when I purchased the house, it didn't. When I actually made the intention that it should have had a door, but the kinyan that I made on the house.
What I was talking about, there was
not
no door, there
was no door. No. When I made the kinyan, there were no doors. Let me give you the case. You and I decided that you have a house, and I saw your house, you have a house in New York. And I think the house has doors, and I think the house has windows.
The contract was already necker of the door.
And after the contract, but the contract is meaningless in terms of kinyonim, right? So after the contract, before the closing, before I actually made the kinyon, the doors were gone, the ishnok solim, the walls already smoked up, the doors were missing. So what did I actually buy? I bought a vandalized house. Now, in that state, in that vandalized state, is it aiming to be fixed? It is. So therefore, when you do put in whatever it is, the doors, whatever that's missing, you do upgrade the house to back to where you were supposed to have it, it's not considered a new house. Because from what I actually bought to what you're fixing, it resembles one another. So that's considered a dying necrobias. My shame came by the wall. I purchased the house. It had a wall. It had a weak wall. And now you're going to remove that wall and put in a whole different wall. The two houses do not resemble one another.
At the time of the purchase, there was no door already.
No.
At the time of the purchase, there was a wall.
Now, if you're going to tell me if there was a door and one door was taken away and now you want to change the door, I don't know if that's considered a major problem. It might or might not. I don't believe so. But if it's enough of a damage that it's that the new item is considered panim chadashos b'olokan, then it will be a problem unless the thing wasn't there initially and it was aimed to do. That means the doors and the windows weren't there initially, and it was aimed to put in all the doors and the windows. So since it's aimed lakach, it's a dain nekrabais.
You made a stipulation that we're talking about, for example, a case when somebody bought the house as a ranch and then wants to make it into a colonial. Okay, that's not the case of the Ramah.
No, I just gave you that as an example. The Ramah could be even a ranch.
Not for me between the two cases. In other words, where the kaisos are ruah, basher shu shav, then you can tie them back up to us. You want to build a colonial on a house that I'm selling you as a ranch? I don't have to. I'm not mechuyev to.
100%. If it's something, but the case I gave was that we both knew that I needed it for colonial, and that was the house I bought. I bought it for a house. If it's part of the contract, I tell that the house.
It's in the contract.
Right, that's what he said. It has to be a house that the walls are capable of building a second floor.
We just spoke about it between ourselves, and I never wrote it in the.
So you're going to go into a whole different thing. I'm Dad to Mesa Glara Disrael. It goes into the whole thing, what's considered a tonight, what's not considered a tonight. But leave it at that. That if it's contractually agreed upon, then it's going to be a mekach tois.
What's kaveh contractually agreed upon? That they were masking that they're both
moedas. At the time of the sale, it's in writing. Either writing or verbally. Verbally is also fine.
What they write on a piece of paper has any halachic bearing?
If they agreed upon it, why not?
What do you need of it?
Sorry.
You
If he, you don't need anything, if he's moedif. If they're not moedif, then you need the halachas of whatever it takes to get edus, whatever it is. If it's a shtark, tav yodin.
They're not fighting about what was. They just said he sold the house.
Correct. Everyone agrees here that they sold the house. It was supposed to. Right. And it came out without.
What type of legal thing?
In which case, he made a sale. He bought the house. No, what happened was it like this. It was a time of a contract. We intended to buy a house. Okay. Then there was a time of a closing that I purchased the house. I gave you the money and then we wrote up a deed. Now I own the house. And I found out that by the time the deed came, it was already damaged. The house was vandalized. So in that case, but
I
already closed. At that point, now I want to claim Mecca toys.
Between
the
interval, there was something going on.
In the interim, something happened.
It's not that you came to the closing and then you heard that.
Well, it came because of no binding. Correct. That was a nice choice because of the Derek Hall. You don't find it.
The same thing with the Derek Hall.
They existed
before. Correct.
They existed prior to the closing. Correct.
Prior to the contract.
That's not Mukha. Could be not. It's not Mukha. It's irrelevant whether it was there prior to the contract or not. The vote is that we intended that it wasn't there at the time of the closing, and it was there, so therefore it's a mekach tois.
It was the closing, and now it wants to go back to be addressed. Okay.
Okay. Let me just go.
Nothing to do with the guy's
reminder
that the doors are wrong for the last 20 years.
So what? But when I purchase a house, I expect.
Yeah, but nothing to do with the guy fooling and renting.
Correct.
The doors have been wrong for 20 years.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, let's go back to a point that we have difficulty with, is that the Mechaber says, Yenakuloi min adomim, all he has to do is deduct from the sale price enough money that he's now capable of fixing it. Whereas the Ramah says, Aloshin mesala kamum v'mekach eskayim, which implies that the seller has to actually do it. It's a problem. There's no good teretz to this. The only suggestion I have, two suggestions, both of them are poor. One is that Mesala Kamum Bameka Kaim is Lavdavka, and it just means that, like the Mechaber, that the seller will give him enough money, and that's how he's being Mesala Kamum Bameka Kaim. And the other suggestion is Chiddush in Halacha, and that is what type of fixing is necessary. If it's a case that you have to hire poyalim to fix it, hire workers, then you'll have the halacha of the mechaber that yenakaloi min adomim, you'll give them enough money to hire the workers, and the tipol of overseeing the workers will be on the lekach. However, if the tipol involved is actually removing it yourself, and dafka that's the case in Ramah, but if that would be the case, and it's not the shteget to hire workers, there's such a case in the Gemara like that, then maybe over there the seller would have to do it by himself, rather than give the job, the tircha, upon the lokeach to do that. Both of them are poor suggestions. I don't really have a good thing, but at least I know the Mechaber says klar that it's yenak aloy min adomim.
It's tzir b'vot. Because the Mechaber, the Ramah says in Sa'ar Kamum, going on the case of Derech Olav and Amas Amayim, there's no mammon of here to be given to be menachet from the
Derech might be. He might have to purchase the rights back. He might have to negotiate with this guy. My dam is a mime. It might need a worker, might not need a worker.
Things that are actually contracted out. They're not just fixes. You don't just tell someone to go fix it. He has to buy the rights. Or he has to get the town to move the.
Or he himself does it, right? He redirects the stream. Okay, so in the Quran, I'm just putting in a suggestion.
Can you talk about that? That if you had to check it out?
If you normally check it out?
You normally don't check this thing out. You expect to have, you normally trust the mind, you don't have to check it out. And you come to find the mind, that's true. Normally, you don't have to, but never think about, like, you buy a house, you assume the house is sheetrock. You walk the house and try a sheetrock. Never dreamed to check, not supposed to check that.
Why not? It's a grounds for Mekach Toys, but now he'll have to fix it. If it's, again, if it goes into, if it falls under the category of a Mamoiva, then he has the right to fix it. Let's save it for the after.
It seems to be that you could say that the Mechaber is saying the stuff that the Mechaber is talking about, you could hire somebody to do all the work, and no headaches at all. It was Amas Amayim and Derech. It's possible that the amount of money that's worth, you won't get it done at all. It's possible it won't get done at all. because the guy who has the derech, the action notes, it's only worth $10,000. I don't want to give it up at all. So that's what he's saying. The moch has to make sure to massage the move, because it's not shad to give money for that, because you don't know. You might not be able to get it for all.
Okay, you might be touching upon the next thing. Let me say the next thing and then see if this is what you're referring to. There is a halacha. There is actually a machlekes achrayim. When the Ramah says sheyesh lach aderek alav ayamis hamam averisham, that it's a metalik hamam v'amekakas kayim, is it biyodai? Is the seller capable? Does he know now that he's capable of buying back the rights? Typically, if someone else has the rights, it's not biyad hamaycha to buy back. He might negotiate and work out, and probably he'll be able to buy it for the right price. But it's not completely in his control to do. And as a machlekes achrayim, the Sham Mishpat with the Ulama Mishpat, whether in order to block a tainis mekachtoi, so there has to be in the total control of the mecha to do that. The Ulama Mishpat suggests that it has to be in the total control. And if he wants to say that the Rambos, Yesh Alakha Derech Alav, they're talking about such a case, for some reason he was in control, maybe he had the option all along to buy it back. It's going to be a difficult scenario, but that's what he suggests. And it was Nimsa that she had Nadarim. So now it's grounds for a Mekach Tois. So she runs to the Chacham, and the Chacham could be Mataha. So the Rishonim say that if it would not be Biyoda to get a Hatar on this Nether, then it would still be considered a Mekach Tois, even if at the end she does secure a Hatar for her Nether. Because at the time that the Baal noticed this problem, which was grounds for a Mekach Tois, she was not capable of 100% capable of being Masalikit, so therefore it's going to still be a Mekach Tois. That's what the Shita Sotaisis and the Rosh say. Other Rishonim say no, that if she ends up getting the Heta, then the Kedushin is Chal. But I believe that the reason why the other Rishonim hold that in that case the Kedushin is Chal, even though it was not Biyoda at the time that the Neder, the time the problem was noticed, is because Chalkim is Eker Neder. That's how it works. So it came out at the end, when she secured a heta, it came out l'mafrei, she never had this neder to begin with. So if she never had the neder to begin with, so vayta, the kedushin is going to be chal. But if you have a case that at the time of the sale there was a problem, and you cannot fix this l'mafrei, there is a real problem here, this owner has rights to your property, right of way, and it's not biyotcha to remove, then lo mibay leitaisis, it's zikha going to be a mekach tais, and you can't block it. But even other shanim seemingly lechayri should agree that that is a mekach tais. And the Ramah, therefore, which says Yesh Alakha Derchalav, which implies to the contrary that it's still considered a mekach eskayim, because a mekach could fix it, is going to be a problem, unless you put in the samasa here, in the kimti here, that we're talking about where the seller had this option of buying back the rights, and if he was capable of fixing it. I can suggest, though, someone in Montreal suggested the following pshat, and that is that it's talking about where the seller preempted the lokeh. He beat him to it. He already fixed the problem subsequent to the sale, but he fixed the problem before the lokeh either noticed the problem or before the lokeh put a claim on the problem. And therefore, in that case, he wanted to say that even though it wasn't biyoda, but since he did it, and it's like a mufu like that in the Rishonim over there by the Nedev, she ran to the Chacham, and she was matar hanadorim before the husband knew about it, then the Kedushin would be kayim. So too by the Mekach, if the seller would do it, even though it was not biyoda, but if he ran and he did it before the Lokeach noticed the problem, then the Mekach would be kayim. Okay, because tonight, all the Tanoim by Mekach Toys and all these type of Tanoim, it doesn't work automatically. It's not like I say, if it rains tomorrow, and then it should be done on these conditions. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, it should be like that, and it works automatically. All these Tanoim are like the Ran say. The Tanai is that when I notice the problem, then I have the option to break the Mekach. If a Lokeach finds a Mum, and for every reason he decides to keep it, because he wants to be use it, it doesn't bother him, or he's desperate, like we discussed last week, he's Mishtamish with it, it's a Mechila, and then a Mekach has Kaim. You don't need to make a new Kinyan. It's an option that he has. So if the seller beats him to it, he fixes it before the Lokeach could claim a Mekach Tois, and then the Mekach will be Kaim. Okay. But and if you learn like that, then we can go back to our other problem. And our other problem was, why is the Ramah Mashma Masala Kamum, why the Moicha has to do it? Well, we have a simple suggestion. He had to do it because he did it, because if he wouldn't have done it, and the Lekech would find out about it, it would be ready too late, because it's not the other to fix.
What's his claim?
After that, he's claiming that since at the time of the sale, It was defective. So even though subsequent to that you fixed it, but so what? But at the time there was a condition.
He was looking for a fight, but he
wasn't. Well, maybe he changed his mind, he doesn't need the house anymore, whatever it is. But at least, you know, the dynamics, halakhically, if it's the grounds for Mekach Tzitz, if it's something that a person, then it wasn't that, then there should be a Mekach Tzitz. Now getting back to the question which was raised earlier about what's the time frame to fix, the Bach suggests that in economy, that if your person is desperate, there's a time factor here, and he needs to get in, let's say, to the house, or he needs the product, let's say you purchase... let's say the case of the Gemara was, we talk about Pesach, the case of the Gemara was that you were seich a house that was supposed to be boduk, and you're going to a hotel and you expect the hotel is going to be clean for Pesach, was boduk, and you get in the area of Pesach and you find it's full of chametz. And now, let's say, the Gemara holds that God, a mitzvah person is willing to do. But let's say it wouldn't have been a mitzvah, and you can't live in this room unless you would be by the chametz, and you're not interested, and the seller said, okay, I'll do it next week, then obviously that's going to be a mekach tzitz, because you need it today. You have a lot of these cases, you'll have a case of, a person's buying something. We had a case recently, a person bought a speaker for an event. You need a one-time event, he purchased a $200 speaker, and there was something defective with it, and he couldn't use it by the time the event came. That's when he tried to test it, and it wasn't working. And the following day, he goes back to the meicher, and the meicher fixed the problem, but then it's too late. Had the meicher known, obviously, the meicher knew that he needed it only for that event, and it wasn't working for that event, then it would be too late, and it would be a mekach tzitz. Any questions?
What happens like in those doors? You have to back order them to get the doors.
Take a week or two.
They have to have some.
So the time is obviously going to be nitin leini adayin. It's going to obviously be nitin leini adayin. But in the case of a house, houses are delayed by weeks easily and by months easily. I don't think a week is going to be so drastic. But unless you know that the guy has to move in by that specific date, who knows what, then maybe he could try to claim that the time is of the essence. But what's his alternative? Not to have the house altogether? He must be not so desperate. Okay, fine. So if it's something extreme, he won't be able to collect the rent from the guy. But
it's not extreme. To say if you're delaying him a week or two and the guy has to pay rent going into the next month, that's not extreme.
He has to put the rent money back.
Well, rent money back over going to Grama, which is at the end of the Simen. Which
you...
So therefore, it's a reason why this house is not suitable. In the whole picture, you're planning on living in this house for 40 years. Because you're delaying that week, therefore the house is not the product you bought?
You're looking for a way to get out.
I know, but...
Halakhically, you can look for a way to get out.
Yeah, but halakhically, it has to be also an acceptable way to get out, right? It has to be objective from a third person.
You're causing me right now, Amsterdam, you have to go...
So therefore, the house was not the house that you purchased? Therefore, the house is not suitable for you? It is suitable, just you have a gram of oitzoyz to pay another month's rent. And who's a choyfer? That we'll see at the end of the simon. But it is suitable. It has to be something that if I needed the house for 1 week, and that week, it takes you 3 days to fix, I lost half the weeks, and it's not suitable. It has to be something real for the objective, what I need it for. If I need it for 40 years...
I'm not interested in dealing with a schlepper like you that keeps on pushing off the time of the closing
there. Well, that's normal. I think it's expected. I mean, I guess if it's unusual, then you're going to have a problem.
Does this apply to
schiris
as well?
Yes. Kaleima mekach tzitz schiris for a mum will be similar things. Obviously, you're just going to have to apply the mum in differently. But if it's a mum for the schiris, like I mentioned, you want to rent it for a hotel for Pesach and it was full of chametz, yes, then it will apply to schiris there. It will be a mekach tzitz. One last nekuda, a chiddush, but it's mudik in the Ramah. The last case of the Ramah is avam. Im hamum beguf habayis, kegoin, she'omu loy she'yesh loy koyso shalem v'nimtze ru'uah, any yachalivna zayis koyso shalem. Why? Because it's not, whatever the reason is, it's panam chadosh v'alakan, it's not the same house that you bought. But the Ramah spoken that we explicitly said, she'omu loy she'yesh loy koyso shalem. At the time of the sale, he promised him that it has a good war. And it's only a problem over there because it's panam chadosh. So let's back up a case. So the Vayis says from the Ramah that in the case of Amas HaMayim or Sheyesh Lacha Derech Olof, even if I told you Lahedya, there is no stream going over the property, and no one has the right of way over the property, and on Adai Tadachi you purchase it, since it's fixable and it's a Mumoiva, it will not be grounds for a Mekach Tzitz, even though I don't fulfill the agreement that I made. I said explicitly there is no stream. Still, yeah, what I meant, when I said there is no stream, we touch it up to mean that eventually there's not going to be a stream there because I'm going to remove it. I'll pay you to remove it, whatever it is. And then the Mekach will still be kaim, which is a chiddush. Any questions? Okay, let's go to the next sif. I'd rather discuss it afterwards because it's really nogeya to a few other nakunas. Okay, let's go to.
My friend has to know if they're taking a speaker, right? Because the mother has to know at least one time event.
Correct. If not, then it's not a mum, because normally, typically, a guy buys a speaker is for years of use. So it just didn't. It wasn't ready the first time. That look at the whole picture. The whole picture I needed for 3 years. So because it didn't work one night, therefore it wasn't what I purchased it for. Even though personally he only needed it, right? But if he didn't discuss, so the deal was done stam. All these mumim, what's a mumim? A mumim means when you purchase something stam and it didn't live up to the expectations of what's supposed to be there when you purchase something stam, which we're going to see really in the next if. Normally, typically, when you buy a speaker, you need it for years of use. If it didn't work for the first time, that's not a reason. Or when you buy a house and it was a week late, that's not grounds for a Mekach Toys.
It also includes that one time that I need it tomorrow.
And we don't know when it is and that week. So you'll get the week, you know, the house will be ready a week later.
Or that. No,
the Mekach knew about it that I needed it for this one time.
Yeah, why are you buying it? To rent it. Why are you buying it? You're buying it obviously because you know you need to pack it for tomorrow night. But it's somebody that you're going to use after.
No, in economy, if you have it. Let's take a case, you only need it for a one time event, and let's say, why didn't he rent it? Maybe there's no rentables. It's not a rentable. Let's say.
Why isn't that included? That one time that I get it tomorrow is also included.
Because I'm buying it for tomorrow. I'm going to use it for the rest of the year.
So then you'll have to see if a person needs it for one, let's say, tomorrow plus the remainder, let's say for 3 years, and one time it doesn't happen.
What if the first time you plug it in also?
Yeah, okay, but. So if that was obvious to the seller, if that was understood, and that was how the contract went, and in economic. Well, he said that he wouldn't have purchased it. No, he said that after Pesach, he wouldn't have purchased even for the following year. It's primarily what caused him to purchase.
No, he would have waited another year to buy it.
I don't know, if a person is desperate and you know that he has a clear use out of it for a specific time frame and it wasn't ready for that time frame, and it might be in that context, even though it might be used afterwards.
I need it now for this year based on, but I am going to use it next to following years also.
And what happens if it didn't happen this year based on? What happened now? What did he do? How did he manage to see his Pesach without it?
He needed a slicer for meat and he didn't have it. He didn't.
He lost out on that. He lost out on it.
For housing a pet for Rama.
One second. Why doesn't he gain a. Let's say a slicer lasts for 3 years, 4 years. So why doesn't he gain a Pesach at the end? He'll get it the following year for four Pesach.
I could buy it next year. I could go ahead and lay out now $3,000 or something in a year in advance.
Maybe. Right? In a chrami. So maybe. I don't know. It will be a call over the line. I don't know. If it's something clear, which we're going to... Let's learn... How about this? Let's put it on hold for the next if, and then we'll have a better understanding. If we still have a problem, let's revisit it. It was prior to the closing. Let's say... This is just like last week. Last week was also a mum, which is only grounds for Mekach Toys. Just the vote why we bring in here is that the seller doesn't even have an option to fix it. It's just in contrast to the other two cases, the Mechab and the Ramah, that you can fix it and block a Mekach Toys. This last case is not considered fixable because it's considered Panam Chadosh as Baal Lakan. All right, let's go back to Tesifah. What is considered a mum? Kosher eskimu lav b'nei ha-medina shu mum. Anything that the b'nei ha-medina agree that it's considered a mum, shemakzirim boi mekach zeh, they have to agree that not just it's not lechatchila, but they agree that it's a mum to the extent, to the degree that makzirim boi mekach zeh, that we normally do return it because of this defect, makzirim, and then he has a right to return it. That is the klal gadol. V'choshes gimel lov she'enu mum, and that they agree upon is not a mum enough to return. Harezeh enu maksa, but you cannot return it. Now it's up to you to apply it to every single case, whether it's furniture, whether it's clothing. Ela impirish, unless you explicitly state that you don't want even a minor defect, which normal people are not makbid, but I happen to be a mafundik and I'm makbid on it, and I explicitly make a contract on it. If it has this problem, it's considered a defect, then of course it's going to be a mekaktoish. Normally, typically, when a person buys something, he buys it with the understanding that it's suitable for the needs of the item, whatever is acceptable in the makam, and that whatever bnei medina accepted for. Now, if it's a defect that's so bad that typically a person will return it, and then it's considered a mum and have the right to return it. If it's bad, but it's not typically enough to return, but l'chatchila, if I notice it, let's say that one page was crumpled in a seifa, and had I noticed it l'chatchila, maybe I would have taken the next one, it would be perfect. But one page in a seifa is the end of the world, it's not a problem, so that would not be considered, that would not be classified as a mum, because it's not enough, and when I would find it at home, the general public will not take the seifa and now return it to the store. If it is, of course, if it's a defect so bad in the seifa that it wasn't in the chanami, but it was a case of the Decepta mentions this case of a seifa, that Svarim have these problems, and there could be other reasons why it's not a mekaktois, but if it's typically a problem that's so bad that I would return it, that's considered a mekaktois. Now, termites in a house. So you tell me, you have to be environmental disease. Typically, when a person finds that there are termites, how bad is it? Termites is a mum either, because you could spray it and remove the termites. You have to drill. So that you can get an engineer's report and find out what that is. Sometimes it's on the early stages that it didn't do any damage yet, or not serious damage, and now you could remove it. So now we'll go on to the mum either, and now you go into that category of who has to do it. You hire, who has to hire the guy, but basically that's it. And therefore, to revisit your problem, if a guy needs a potato slicer for yontif, so now looking in the whole picture, if a guy has a potato slicer which is going to be fixed out, he purchased it for this yontif, but he plans on using it for five Pesachs in a row, and it wasn't ready for the first yontif, is it grounds? Is it haskamas b'nei medina that it's something that if it's not going to be able to be used the first Pesach, then even though it's going to be used for five Pesachs thereafter, it's going to be a makartais?
I'm not interested in spending the money now if I don't have
paint
for another year. Or it might be cheaper.
Or better models come out, or whatever it is. And economy. So then that will all be, all those things will go into the equation. And if we could establish that the Hamoinam, as Kamas B'nai Medina, would deem this as a mum, and economy would be a Mekaktais. But in absence of that, then it's not a Mekaktais.
So would we ever see in the Mahabha that the delay in shipment is considered a Mekaktais?
That the delay?
The delay in shipment.
No, but I mentioned before that the Bach says that the fact that the seller has the right to fix it and he would like to block the claim of a mekaktois, that's only if he's willing to fix it in a normal time frame, in a typical time frame that the lokeh could use his item. But if he's desperate, he needs it for a certain time and you're going to fix it thereafter, then it's going to be still a mekaktois.
That's when there's already a move and trying to block it. Right. Asking if you delay
constantly
until it makes
me. Wait a minute, I make an order.
I ordered it for before Pesach, and the guy delivers it here.
No, that we didn't see here. I mean, people have the shiloh, they order tefillin for bar mitzvah, and it comes 3 months late. Yeah, no, that's not here.
But it is a mekaktois.
Again, if it's haskamas b'nei medina, this is a klal. If we can establish that when a person purchases, let's say, a pair of tefillin for his bar mitzvah, his son's bar mitzvah, and it's not ready on time, he would like to claim the mekaktois. If we could establish that, which we cannot, because ma'izim l'chayim, it's not like that. But if we would be able to establish it, it would be a mekaktois. If not, what they do is they borrow a pair of tefillin for a month, and then they get a pair of tefillin late. It's standard.
I mean, establishing something with the nair dino, that should be the way things happen. The mushroom, I send out merchandise before a certain cutoff date. If it doesn't get there by the cutoff date, my customer will send it back to me. That establishes what the name is.
Correct. And if it's a
tip. The customer can use the goods next year and then the following year and the following month.
So why is he sending it back to you?
Because he's ordering it right now for this season. He's not interested in having this much merchandise right now going into the next year.
So in that, so obviously you're talking about a retailer who needs a. So then a chanami said. That means it was. So it was time sensitive. In that case, it was time sensitive. If that's right, which is like the back. Correct, but not always, like the case of tefillin, it's not like that. You have to don every single case. Correct, you have to look around, what do people normally do? Now, there's a concept of bayonah, which we're going to apply here as well. There's a concept of bayonah that even if it was pakas mishtos, you overcharged me less than the shtos, less than the six, which is not grounds for a mekach tois, and is normally a mechila. However, if I sent a shliach to do it, I sent a shliach to purchase an item from me, and he was rook less than the shtos, then the mishaleach, the buyer, let's say, who sent the shliach, could tain a mekach tois, because it's not midin onoh, it's midin shlichas, letkunit shodatich v'lo lavase. I sent you to buy something good, and you didn't purchase the item that I wanted, or the perfect item, the perfect sale price that I wanted. We're going to discuss it b'arichas mobile in when we get to onoh, but let's apply it over here. The base may applies it to here. Let's say by a mum, if you send a shliach to purchase an item and he comes back with a minor scratch on it, which is not grounds for a mekach tois, do you have a right to claim mekach tois out shlichas? I sent out a shliach and he didn't do his job. When I sent out a shliach, I want him to purchase me a perfect item which has no scratches whatsoever. Sorry? But if once you move out to the shliach, because I know, but if the shliach messed up on his shlichos, then it's going to be a mekach tois. Sorry, well, that's not. We have a klal. It's kunisha datich v'lo la'avasi. I could tell you, I only sent you as a shliach to do a proper job and not to mess me up, and therefore you are not my shliach to do this. And if well, we're going to
as if I
bought
it straight, why is it not proper when the
shliach
does it?
Okay, so the base man says the following, that if it is something that people do not have hakpod on, even l'chatchila, they're a cloud, they do not have hakpod on, even l'chatchila, then even if I send a shliach, it will still be a good mekach, and I cannot claim mekach tois, because it's unlike onoh that l'chatchila people do have hakpod on. But vice versa, that it would be something that l'chatchila people do have hakpada. Let's say the case of a sefer, where there's one page damage, and l'chatchila a person would not buy it. Had he known about it, he would not buy it. He would go up for the next sefer. But once he bought it, he wouldn't be machiach and go back to the store and make an issue out of that. So it's something that people would be makhzir l'chatchila, but it's not enough to be makhzir. Then in that case, seemingly, if I send out a shlech, I can tell you, and it'll be a problem. And it'll be a mekach tois. Not midin mum, but midin shlichas. You're not my shlich to do this, and it'll go under the regular hagdaros of what to do when a shlich messes up. It doesn't make a difference if it's not a. He should check to make sure it's not his fault. No, shlichas always works. A shlich always works. If I send a shlich to do something, it works. But if I send a shlich to buy a Toyota and he comes back with a Taurus, you can also say the shlich should work. He messed up. He didn't buy what I wanted him to buy. Okay, so that's, we're going to get, I really don't want to plug it out. But yeah, the halacha is when the moicher has a problem with it, when he doesn't, if he was notified, the different sheets of Zvijayinim, which we're going to get more barikas belina when we do onoh. But I just want to extract to here and apply to a case. There's a case which is doesn't have these regular klalim. I'll give you a case which I have in Maisa Shah here in Lakewood. There was a young man in yeshiva who bought a pair of pants, a suit pants apparently, and he sent it with his friend to the tailor to put a hem on. And fine, he did it. It came back that it's going back like a year or two, and it came probably 2 years, and it came back with cuffs. And the young man was fuming. Yeshiva guy can't have cuffs, and he came fuming. And he wanted to claim it's a mekach tois, and letkuni shadatich v'lo la'avasi. You weren't supposed to do this, and I don't want to pay the tailor. That was a maisa. This case is unique, and this case doesn't have the regal klam. And the reason why is as follows. There's a case in the Gemara by Truma. If I send a shliach to be terim from me, and there are three levels of Truma they could be terim, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. And he opts to do 1/40th because he thinks I'm a big Baal Tzedakah, and I'm not. Or Faket, he opts to do 1/60th because he thinks I'm cheap and I wanted to give more. Now it's too late. Could I tainu letkuni shadatich v'lo la'avasi? You messed up on your shlichas. This is not the Truma. This is not the type that I wanted. This is not the shlichas that I wanted. And the Gemara says he cannot. The Rishonim explain why, but the Gemara says because he katana lohochi amadaticha. You gave me this decision. You didn't tell me 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. You left it open. Now that means what you did is you gave me the authority to make this decision for you. It's not like I can do one which is going to be perfect, because if I do 1/40, it might not be good, or I do 1/60 or 1/50. So you left me with a choice that there's no perfect solution. That means you gave me the authority by not telling me. Obviously, you left me with the authority to make that decision. And if as long as I make the honest choice. I say, lahochim adatich, I believe that this is what you wanted to do, then it's a kima v'shlichas, and you can't tie on the tukun l'shadatich. So too by the case of the cuffs, if I sent him, and it's either with cuffs or without cuffs. Now some are makbid with cuffs, some are makbid without cuffs. So now he was left in the tailor to make this decision by himself. Well, in that situation, and the mishaleach didn't tell him what to do, so obviously he authorized him to make that decision. And since he opted to do cuffs, and he thought that this guy would want cuffs, and it never he didn't, but he cannot tie a litkun shadatik from the lavasi, and it's kaim, and he had to pay the tailor. Questions?
But in such a case, the mishaleach agrees that the mishaleach, even the mishaleach didn't want cuffs, the tailor decided.
So what? And he told the tailor not to put on cuffs?
I don't know if he told the tailor anything, but he agrees that he didn't say
lachim aratikah. If he doesn't say lachim aratikah, then it's a bit harshlichas.
No, the tailor was authorized.
Okay, he was authorized to make a decision.
No,
the shliach should have not left the decision to the tailor. Right? The shliach at that point in time, he should have made a decision, and otherwise he should have told the tailor what to do or contacted the mishaleach. He didn't. So he was peshe for not even making the decision.
He left it, that he doesn't care.
I hear. Maybe. Any?
What happens if it does not move? You really wouldn't be able to tell. It's only until you start learning with the tape when you see one sheet falls out. So it's really, you wouldn't be able to tell when you buy it. A few weeks later, you got
the. And is it something that the person's makbid on to return?
So we're talking about that case that you're talking about where person Chachil would be makbid on a sheet falls out.
But b'di'evet he would not be makbid on.
B'di'evet he wouldn't be. So, but ma'aseh, what's through a shliach?
If the shliach cannot, and it's not mutal on the shliach to read page, leaf through the sefer in a chanami, then he cannot tana letkun shadatik because the shliach did what was mutal on him, what was expected of him to do. In a chanami. We're talking about, let's say the shliach messed up in a way that he could have been more careful, and if he would have been the buyer himself, he would have been more careful, so therefore he messed up. It was at the kunut shadatik.
Well, why does the shliach have to go back and ask the shliach, what's your das?
In which case? By the...
Pants,
let's say he wasn't reachable. Or let's say, I don't know, by Truma. Why didn't, in case of Truma, why didn't he go back to the mishaleach and ask? Maybe it was understood that. You gave me... You were
mishaleach. Why is that okay if you do that?
Because you... By the, your steam is advarm means you authorized me to make that decision for you, so why do I have to go back? It means you left it up to me to decide what's best for you.
It was an unforeseen thing that came up now.
Sorry?
It was an unforeseen condition that came up. That normally a mishaleach would not have foreseen this. Then a mishaleach would be willing to go back and ask.
Because he can't, I mean, because he could not rely on the mishaleach. Correct. Correct. In such a case, if some unknown variable came up which the mishaleach didn't authorize the shliach to do, and then the chami cannot make the decision for him. And, or if he does and he messes up on the decision, it will be grounds for a mekach tois. He messed up on the shliach.
Yeah, Kav Shaila is the same thing. He should have gone back.
I don't know. Maybe. Why didn't he tell me the chatchila whether they should be with kavs or not? Maybe the steam. It's like truma. What, by truma, why didn't the shliach go back to the mishaleach? Maybe it wasn't available, or maybe the steam is a drum. You left it up to me to do the best for you. So you left it up to me to do the best pair of pants. You don't have a taste for pants, for hemming, and I do. You left it up to me to decide whether you need cuffs or not. I don't know, something like that. Any other questions?
What does that mean?
Not dinamakuzah. What's the noyeg is, correct. What people are customary do, like he said about returning shipments if they come late or something like that. Well, that's a shaila in all minhagim. Generally, typically, minhagim are only kaveh amongst yidin. If you have a minhag by the goyim and it doesn't apply to the yidin, it's a whole shaila, how do you apply it? With other terufim, maybe you could, which I don't want to get into now, but normally, to kaveh a minhag, you have to have a minhag amongst the Yisraelim.
Well, there are industry standards, though.
So then it's industry standard for Yisraelim as well. All right, let's stop here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.